All righty, folks, you had the chance to listen to millionaires a lot. I'm going to ask them some key questions that I know you want to ask. So, Matt, you're a millionaire. Should you quit your job once you become a millionaire? What say you?
No, you should not. You should continue working for as long as you can with the enjoyment that you still find purpose in what you do.
Yeah, I think that's wise advice. Because again, if we unpack net worth, aka are you a millionaire? That is a balance sheet number that often has asset prices minus liabilities. It's kind of how you get there. And I think you're right. I have lived a lot longer than you, right? A couple of decades on you. I've seen stuff go up and down. And I think net worth, frankly, is a vanity metric. It's like subscriber count on YouTube. It can mean absolutely nothing if you don't get any views. I think, being a millionaire, it's not... Well, first off, let's just say being a millionaire today is not like being a millionaire in the 70s, right? I think the dollar is, fell like 78% or something since then, or maybe worse. But yeah, it's being a millionaire. It's really funny. Like once you realize you are one, it's like life doesn't change all that much, I don't think.
No, we didn't get the fireworks or balloons. It was sort of just like all right. That was a snapshot in time, right? And then we just continue on the path that got us to that point, right? We don't completely alter our course. It's just, we continue doing what we're doing that got us to that point. So I think that's even a little bit of a mindset shift that, maybe just starting out, you think you got to make these drastic moves and these earth-shattering investments when really it's, little things that you can control on a daily basis over the course of time, I think is the best way to set anybody up for success.
Yeah, I think when you really step back and talk about the process, the journey to becoming a millionaire, it is just that. It's often little steps, little tweaks done consistently over time. We talked about in a previous Ask the Millionaire, should you house hack? And it's like, of course you should. You can take your lowest expense, add it. And oh, by the way, do it again, right? If it worked once, do it again. But there's also some things that we need to talk about because I've seen some people make this mistake. As your income and net worth grows, at some point you start to ball out and change your lifestyle. So now that you're a millionaire, Matt, how many cars do you got? You got a couple homes, you got a vacation home and, something else in Europe or something. What's going on?
Yeah. So the term that comes to mind, and I'd like to maybe coin this from Brandon Turner over at the Bigger Pockets, was that lifestyle creep. You start earning a little bit more monthly income, and then you're like, oh, what about this fancy toy? This fancy toy. When really, again, creating that spread or that delta in your disposable income is what you got there, what got you there in the first place. So for us, it's two cars. Right. My wife drives to her work. I drive to my work. The properties that we house hacked, we were stationed there in the military, lived in there. And then once you, PCS or permanently change your station, you turn those into a rental property and you hire property management and then you move on. And then you're spending, 3 to 4 years in another location and then you can do it again. And as you move on, you can do it again. So that's the formula for maybe somebody that was in the military, but that's not to say these tools are not foreign to anybody else just because they're not in the military, so to speak.
Yeah. The other thing I think about when I get the question of should you quit your job, there's the obvious question about, hey, I am a millionaire. Should I quit my job now? The other way to take that question is, should I quit my job to become a millionaire? So I'm curious, when you step back and you kind of look at history, should you have left the military, AKA quit your job and just been an entrepreneur and do that? Would that have been the right answer for you specifically?
And I think for everybody, one answer is not going to fit your situation or your season of life. And so for us, it was important that we continue our careers, that we can stay in the military, that providing us certain geographic stability, that we're finally co-located. And, we're happy that our careers are pursuing the trajectory that, is 5-10 years down the road that we can still say, okay, we're still having fun. This is still a cool job, right? Cool gig. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say that, every answer is different. You don't have to go ahead and burn all the bridges. I know there are stories of people online that, did they just quit their job day one. Next thing you know, they burned all the bridges and they said, this is going to work. And that can work for some people. It's just for us, we've found that this, you know, systematic approach of both continuing our W-2 jobs and house hacking is going to get us to where we want to go to give us those options and freedoms down the road. And it might take a little bit longer than the entrepreneur that has equity in a business and, you know, sold their company and, you know, 10x their original investment. And I think that's very noble and that's awesome and courageous for you to do. And, but you don't have to do that.
No.
So maybe that's my point.
I think you're dancing on eggshells. I think for most people, for most people, there's no chance in heck you should quit your job. And by most, I'm talking in the 90%. I mean, wow. Let's just be
okay.
honest.
Yeah.
You're what? Are you even in your 30s? Where are we at?
Third 30 years old. Turned 31 in October. So
again, you're 31 years old. You're a millionaire. So I mean, there's a lot of talk about, hey, I can't, you know, if I'm gonna stay in my job, it'll take me 40 years of, you know, putting stock in the 401k and, you know, all these other things. And that's mathematically true, but that's not all you can have to do. By having a job, Matt, you get the best rates. By serving in the military, you get VA lending, right? There's all these things you can do while working that you can't do if you're not working that got you. There's no chance in heck that you're a millionaire at 30 if you left the military and just started doing something on the side.
True.
It's just, come on, stop
yeah.
it. Just stop it. Come on.
Yeah. Get back to reality, everybody.
Yeah, just stop believing social media and all these overnight successes. Yeah, lightning strikes sometimes. And yes, some people win the lottery. You're not that person. Most people stay employed, live below their means, find, you know, house hack, find a way to lower expenses, save some money, buy some assets, and hold. It's just a mathematical certainty that you'll become a millionaire. You don't have to quit your job, stress out, take on all that risk. It's, hey, if that's who you are, go nuts. That's not most of you. I was listening to Ed Mylett. Ed Mylett said only 6% of people, I think he said 6 or 9. It was single digits. Maybe it was 9.
Yeah.
People are wired to be entrepreneurs. Dude, that means 91% of us are not. Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day,
you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head.
You shouldn't quit your job. You should not, most of you should not quit your job. It's a fallacy. It feels good. I mean, the other thing I should tell you is change your freaking mindset. Your job's not a prison. It's the freaking key. Right? Look at it that way. Life gets better.
Yeah. No, that's I think you hit it on the head, right? It's not flashy to leave your job and burn the bridges, but the statistics, they bode in your favor for those W-2 employees that want to build wealth and become millionaires and do that the right way. And for some that works. So
there you go, Matt, you're amazing. You're putting a lot of stuff on X and YouTube. Where can people find you?
Yep. X, YouTube. That'll be where you can find most of our content, and we'll continue sharing our journey and hope to inspire the next generation.
And what is it? Where would they go look?
At the Mojo Mindset. And we'll put
the
those
Mojo
in the
Mindset.
Bottom.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.